Yesterday we discussed verses 5 and 6. Remember, we're talking about the objections made by the unbelievers. بَلْقَالُوا أَدْغَاثُ أَحْلَامٍ بَلِ افْتَرَاهُ بَلْ هُوَ شَاعِرٌ. Apart from accusing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam of being a magician, they said that the Quran is absurd dreams. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would say a hodgepodge, it's a mixed up dream, and he would put it in words. So at times they'd say the Quran was the result of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's magic, because they couldn't deny that the Quran had that captivating effect. Then at times they would accuse Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam of regurgitating confused and mixed up dreams. Or they would say baliftarahu, that he fabricated a lie. Bal huwa sha'ir. At times they would say, no, he's a poet, he knows how to put words in rhythmic fashion. فَلْيَأْتِنَا بِآيَةٍ. They said, no, we want to see a miracle. كَمَا أُرْسِلَ الْأَوَّلُونَ. As the previous prophets had shown miracles. So they didn't realize the Quran itself was a miracle. The fact that it was captivating and coming forth from an individual who did not know how to read or write, who was unlettered, that in itself should have been an indication. Anyway, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala responds and says, مَا آمَنَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا أَفَهُمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ. The towns which we destroyed before them never believed. Will these people believe now? In other words, you're saying that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam must bring miracles like the previous prophets brought miracles to their people. But when a miracle comes, when you demand a miracle and Allah provides you with a miracle, then if you don't believe, Allah destroys you. Here, you still have respite. You have respite. But once you ask for the miracle and that miracle comes and you don't believe, then there's no more respite. That's what happened with the previous nations. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to either believe, or are you ready to be either destroyed and punished? So those are the two verses which we discussed yesterday. Now we move on to verses 7, 8 and 9 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Still continuing with regards to the objections of the unbelievers. So in verse 7, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. We never sent any message before you except to these men to whom we sent revelation. Ask then those who remember if you do not know. Allah is now responding to a objection made a few ayat back, that the mushrikeen, the unbelievers, the polytheists, they would say, Al hadha illa basharum mithlukum? This is just but a human like you. How is it that he can bring forth revelation? It's just magic, right? Afata'atuna sihra wa antum tubsirun. So Allah is saying, they say that the Quran is magic, and that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam can't be a prophet because he's a human like them. But then they say he must bring miracles like the previous prophets brought miracles. The previous prophets were also human. Have they forgotten that? Are they not aware of that? If they don't know the details about the previous prophets, they should ask Ahlul Dhikr. Now, Ahlul Dhikr means people of knowledge. Here it would refer firstly to the Jews and Christians, because they were the people of scripture. So go and ask them that was Ibrahim a human? Was Musa a human? Was Isa a human? So they would be able to answer you. You objecting to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being a human, but then you're saying he must bring miracles like the previous prophets brought, and the previous prophets were also humans. Here also, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ is a general principle beyond just this particular context for which it was revealed. That if you don't know, you must ask the people who know, in matters of deen and in matters of dunya. Right? You don't know about health, ask the people who know about health. You don't know about business, ask the people who know about business. One individual cannot be a master in everything. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَاهُمْ جَسَدًا لَا يَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامَ وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدِينَ. We did not create them, meaning the prophets, as bodies that did not eat food. The angels don't eat food. They are a different creation of Allah. The prophets ate food. They were humans. Allah says in Surah Al-Furqan, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا إِنَّهُمْ لَيَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامَ وَيَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. The prophets that came before you, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they used to eat food. They used to walk around in the markets. When Allah talks about Isa alayhi salam and his mother Maryam not being divine, not being Allah, but being human, Allah says, كَانَ يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ. Both of them used to eat food. So Allah says the prophets had human bodies. They ate food. They never had, they were not immortal. Only Allah is immortal from ever before until ever after. Then in the next verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ صَدَقْنَاهُمُ الْوَعْدَ. We then fulfilled to them the promise. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُمْ. we save them, وَمَنْ نَشَى, and whoever we willed with them, وَأَهْلَكْنَا الْمُسْرِفِينَ, and we destroyed the transgressors. So history repeats itself. The principle of Allah is the same. The previous prophets came, they made da'wah. Their nations demanded evidence. They wanted to see miracles. They were shown miracles, after which there was no respite. Then those who believed, Allah saved them. Those who did not believe, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed them. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also a human, but he's the greatest of humans. He's the human of the highest caliber. So you think Allah is not going to save him and his true followers, and Allah is not going to destroy his enemies? You should think again. That is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying. You talk about the previous prophets when it suits you, that he must bring a miracle. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must bring a miracle like the previous prophets produced miracles. Then when it suits you, you want to talk about that. But look at the outcome in terms of the previous prophets when they were asked to produce miracles. If that was the outcome of those who didn't believe then, do you think that the outcome will be different when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best of prophets, when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest of prophets, when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest of humans? You think the outcome will be different? It can't be. And that is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is warning and indicating towards. May Allah grant us the tawfiq and understanding.